Hello all and welcome back. A topic that has come up a lot recently in my practice has been pacing or energy conservation techniques. Pacing is crucial to your recovery. It's one of the most important skills I can teach a patient. People with brain injuries experience crashes during the recovery process, and some will struggle with crashing for the rest of their lives. Our crashes are completely different from when the average person gets tired. When we crash, we deplete the resources our brains need to function, which is what causes that horrible lead feeling. There are new studies suggesting that these crashes and periods of inflammation can cause continued cell death long term. Think about being in a group project. If one member doesn't do their share, the original damage from your accident, the rest of the team has to work harder. If the rest of the group keeps having to do more and more, they'll eventually become so tired that they can't keep up. This leads to more cell death. Now the teams around that group have to work harder to make up for this loss, and this cycle could theoretically continue forever. When the average person does too much, they will experience their breakdown as fatigue, or maybe they'll get a cold. They take a day to recover, and they're back on their feet. This is not what a brain injury breakdown feels like. We can't get out of bed. Our brain just won't work. We can't think. We feel emotional, or like the world has fallen out from under us. You know exactly what I mean. This is not being tired. This fatigue is from using up all the currency your brain uses to function. We have to rest until we build up stores of this currency for our brain to start to work again. But fear not. With adequate pacing techniques to avoid these crashes, you can help to protect your brain. To describe pacing, I use what was once described to me as the stoplight theory. The stoplight theory. In a stoplight, you have your green, yellow, and red zones. In life, as humans, when we get to the yellow, we tend to speed up and rush through the light before red. Most healthy people will never hit red. They just speed on through and keep going. This behavior is human nature. In those with head trauma, we speed through yellow and crash into the red zone. We just can't push through like you would if you had a sore back or ankle. We become useless people for days or weeks, depending on the severity of your case. What I teach patients is to learn to identify the yellow warning signs and practice your energy conservation techniques to return back down to green. These may be rest, taking a nap, music, meditation, painting, etc., whatever calms you back down and helps you to recover. Patients get frustrated here and say, "I never get anything done." This is when we discuss quality over quantity. Once you're in the yellow or early red zones, you aren't really accomplishing as much as you think you are anyway. You might accomplish in an hour of yellow what you would have in 15 minutes of green. This means if you had just rested for 30 minutes to return to green and then got back to it, you would still have accomplished double in that same hour. This is when patients have their aha moment. They know exactly what I'm talking about. This brings us to what I like to call learning opportunities. Because you will fail at identifying yellow or listening to your body when it tells you you're in the yellow, you will fail. Period. It's okay. As long as you keep trying, you're moving in the right direction. You will start to learn when your body gives you the warning signs that a crash is coming. And then you will start to listen to your body. And that is when the magic starts. Because the less often you crash, the more you start to build endurance. This is where your zones are able to grow. What once brought you to red will only take you to yellow. And then someday, what would have brought on a full-blown crash will only take you to the start of yellow. Without following these pacing strategies, your endurance can never build, or will build so slowly it'll feel like forever. But if you follow these strategies, you will start to notice you can do more and more and more in that 1 hour, or tolerate more hours in a row, and then someday it'll be more days in a row, and then weeks. And then a crash will happen out of the blue and you'll be devastated. Don't be. It means you did well for so long that you didn't even realize you were pacing. Just start back on your recovery strategies and remember that you are still recovering. Some of us will have to use these techniques for life. I still do, and I'm over 3 years out. Some of you lucky ducks will eventually outgrow this process, but we will all start to function better. Remember, as you start to advance, your zones will start to stretch between days and weeks. So what you did Monday and Tuesday may add up to a crash on Thursday. Here's a personal example. I went to a conference with the American Institute of Balance. I set myself up for failure. I booked a red-eye flight, landing 1 hour before the conference, knowing I had to book it right to the first 8-hour day of the conference. I was there for 3 days and then was getting in very late Sunday and going right to work on Monday morning. So I knew I had to pace myself the week before and the week after to avoid a crash. I had to make sure I didn't overbook myself leading up to the flight and be cautious about my commitments after. But I needed help. I got distracted by an issue with Phoenix, and my husband found me while I was supposed to be napping, redesigning the homepage. Oh, I was in trouble. He says, "You're supposed to be napping. What are you doing?" Well, you see. And the hubby takes away my computer and makes me nap. Well, was I happy about that? Well, no, of course not. But then I slept for one of the 3 hours I had planned and was only a little off the next day. And most importantly, I was able to learn a lot at the conference. So even now, with all my preaching and teaching, telling patients about the stoplight theory weekly, even I need help sometimes. Learning opportunities. So get started today. Why wait? And when you forget and you crash, don't get frustrated. Just start over the next day. Eventually you'll get it and you'll start to see it working. Often patients notice a difference in just a week. Go for it. What do you have to lose? Thanks for listening.